This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Today we're looking at somebody who wanna, you know, run Airbnb from somebody's else property. Remember, last week we were actually talking about somebody who's running it from their own property. So today it's just a different, you know, issue altogether. You wanna run it from somebody else's property. So we wanna look at, you know, opportunities of any and also other things to consider before you undertake this sort of a business. This is Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
And Philip Schumann is in the building joining us. He's the broker and owner of a Remax. Good morning, Philip. You good?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
So I have big dreams, big ambitions. I want to run an Airbnb business, whatnot. But I don't got no property, Philip. Am I a parasite or am I, you know, strategic and forward thinking? If I'm thinking of renting your townhouse and then voila, run an Airbnb business from it. What are your thoughts?
You're a bit of both. It's, but there's definitely a gap in the market for it.
Okay.
And there's a lot of people that are currently, you know, endeavoring to do it or are doing it successfully.
Uh-huh.
Or saying that they're doing it successfully. And that's a calculation that you must do. You know, you'll plan for it and then you'll basically, once you've started, realize that it's a volumes game.
Mm-hmm.
Because essentially you become a guest house manager online.
Essentially,
that's what it is.
Yes.
You're managing an online guest house with rooms in different various places. So, you know, landlords, a lot of people say that landlords might not agree to this, and they will, because essentially you are promising them that you are the best tenant ever, because they'll mm-hmm. be paid on time, the unit will be clean daily, you know, utensils and you know, everything will be replaced if it's broken.
Okay.
You basically keep the property in a for sale condition at all times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you wanna keep it like that for your guests as an Airbnb host. So, one of the problems that come in is that Airbnb and Booking.com, which is where the bulk, probably 90% of your leads will come from,
yes,
charge 22%, which is all of your margin. Now, if you look at holiday rentals by the coast, the agencies that normally run this holiday rental scheme would charge you about 30% margin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you rent out for R1,000 a day and they'll take 300. But they are now managing a business where you've got the cleaning staff, you've got insurance, you've got security covered. There's all sorts of costs that you need to factor in.
Okay.
And you will do your calculations based on what you would assume top occupancy rate is, probably about 70%.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers will pan out. Your challenges are that there are months where demand is lower. So you need to,
yes,
you need to provide for that through your income stream.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to put some money aside, because essentially you need to keep paying rent to the landlord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't, then you will be, your lease will be cancelled.
Yeah.
And then you won't be able to do it anymore. Secondly, who's going to furnish the unit? I know from experience that it costs you about 100K per unit to furnish it.
Yeah.
So who's going to foot that bill? Now, if you are the Airbnb operator and you are saying, okay, cool, I'll foot the bill, then my question is, why don't you just buy a property yourself? Because you've got the money. If the owner is going to furnish it for you, that means they take the risk and liability, and your contract needs to cover them for certain insurance, and basically saying you'll replace with similar value item if the tenant or the, yeah.
So from what you're saying, Philip, then who stands to gain the most or lose the most? Because after last week's conversation, someone called me and said, man, after listening to Philip, I don't know, I'm at a crossroads about this Airbnb things. There are some things he said that I didn't quite consider, you know, so I don't know. So in this case, who do you think stands to lose or gain the most? Or does it depend on the good months?
I think the landlord, the owner of the property, stands to lose the most.
Okay.
If that kind of profitability could be generated from this property, then why am I not doing it myself?
Mm.
Okay. Sure. So you do get guys that specialize in this, and they run 20, 30 properties on behalf of landlords, and they, you know, they make quite decent tom.
Yeah.
But essentially, you're just the guest house manager. And, you know, you won't be paid that as a guest house manager, but you take on all the risk. Because you are still footing the bill for all of these lease agreements that you've signed. And, you know, but now you don't know if you're going to be tenanted. And the other thing that people really lose out of consideration, and I've seen this firsthand, is if your turnover goes past 1 million for the year, you need to register for VAT. That means 15% of your profit's gone. So now your margin needs to be 45% for you to be profitable. Now it eats into, so there's a bit of a gap before you register for VAT. And that's like 100K a month, less. It's 80 grand a month turnover. So it's basically running three Airbnbs, then you need to register for VAT.
Yeah.
And you'll be on that turnover.
Sure.
Because you're going to still, you're going to have the total turnover, but you'll have a lot of expenses, but still you'll need to register for VAT. Now, if you do this in a company, you can get your 27%, you know, income tax discounts basically by loading your expenses so that the business looks less profitable.
Okay.
Okay. But it's still a full-time job. And if you do this, then there is a gap for you, but basically this will become your job then. So it's essentially job creation. So you'll need to be convincing to a landlord, give him guarantees, and then you'll be the guest house manager effectively. And you'll handle client complaints, bookings, you know, client queries, replacing and maintenance, cleaning of linen. You need to have a contract with a linen, or what do you call these dry cleaning companies?
Yeah, they'll come and whatnot.
And you'll need to have extra sets of furniture or linen, knives and forks. These things tend to get stolen as well and
they
broken. And if you take out insurance on this, your insurance premiums will be too high, then it'll eat your profit. So you got to basically take the risk yourself and fund the replacement of these items yourself.
Well, you heard it from Philip. You heard everything. Now, sit down and consider.
Very important thing as well, which we didn't mention, is you need to have a subleasing contract in place, a subleasing consent contract in place with the landlord. Otherwise, the landlord can bump you for saying it's illegal rental, you know, if they see you make too much profit, and then they might want to take it over from you. But essentially, if this is your specialist industry, you can make money. Same with any other industry. You
so
put
that's
your time
over and
mind
above the leasing contract that you already have.
Yeah, yeah. So, so our leasing contract stipulates directly that you're not allowed to sublease.
Yeah.
So this is why the mentality is that it's illegal. No, it's not illegal. Yeah. You just need the proper contracts in place, and a real estate agent will be able to help you with that for a fee. An attorney, same thing, will be able to help you for a fee. But you've got to. And there's a lot of people that give advice on this. And there's some TikToks and whatever you can watch, and they make it sound a lot easier, but it's a volumes game at the end. You know, you're going to make probably $5,000 per unit per month. So if you have 30 units, you can make good tom. If you don't have that amount, then, you know. And then the other consideration is, why don't you just become a real estate agent? Like everyone. Like everyone that's unemployed in this country becomes a real estate agent.
Shade. Philip, you're going to leave it here today. Thank you so much for your time. Broker and owner of Remax, Philip Schumann.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.